So, I'm sitting outside in my backyard, and I've built myself a little fire, and I was just thinking how nice it would be if you could join me, and maybe if we could go camping together, just you and me, on a cold night, in the pitch. We could be huddled so close. And I'd be wearing one of your warm flannels. You'd still be holding me so close because I get cold. The moon looks really pretty tonight, too. It's just a bit cloudy, but the moon's so bright that it just kind of touches every single little cloud. It's almost like phantoms stretched all across the sky, or even a blanket. Just a blanket for the stars to snuggle up in. I can see the Big Dipper from where I am. It's a little hard to see tonight because of the clouds. Fire really is warm. Sometimes I like to just take a little stick and just kind of poke and prod it and see what it does. It really is romantic. To just see the dancing lights upon the wood. It's interesting how we human beings are just drawn to fire, drawn to light. You're in my light. You know that? It's alright, baby. The neighbor's dog's barking. It's making mine upset. It's okay, baby. There's a lot of little critters that wander about out here. Skunks and possums and things like that. It's alright, baby. He's over here having a pet now. It really would be nice if it could just be you and me. Maybe we could lay out some blankets, like a little cot. Just lay together and look up at the sky. When we're too tired to sit up by the fire any longer. Yeah, when you're outdoors. In the dead of night. All the troubles just seem so, so far away. And they really are, aren't they? So far away now. It's nice to just sit and enjoy the moment. Because the reality is, this moment may be the last. And it's the one that we're having right now. Anything could happen. And even if we have time later, we can worry about things later. But right now it's for our enjoyment. I think when we lay together, I'd like to touch your body. I just love feeling you, knowing that you're there. And you're so beautifully, wonderfully made. Just graze my fingers across your skin. Just grazing so lightly where it almost tickles. And just slowly getting deeper and deeper. Heavier and heavier as your eyes get heavier and heavier. I just want to make you enjoy the moment. And maybe slip my hand underneath your clothes just so I could get that much closer to you. Just feeling your bare skin. And then I'd unbutton that big flannel that you've given me. And lay your hand upon my breast. The breast that I just barely lit by the fire. And maybe then you'd kiss me. I'll kiss you too. Do you think that it would lead somewhere more? Maybe you'd massage my breasts. Will you kiss me? And you move your kisses down my neck to my delicate collarbones, and then down to my breasts. Would you suckle my nipples? As you suck on my tits just right, I'd start to dig my nails just a bit. I wouldn't hurt you, baby. But you would make me feel so good. that I just need something to hang on to. Maybe on another pass, I'd run my hands down your back. And underneath, underneath your belt, but maybe it would be a little too tight. I'd have to loosen it up. I'd loosen up that belt, unbuckle it. Just slip my fingers beneath your waistband. And I just feel the warmth of your body in that cold, dark night. And I would need more to keep me warm, more to satisfy the hunger that you've created in me. Would you be as kind as to indulge me? Maybe I could get those pants off of you. I could just see all of you. All of you before me. And I'd let you see all of me. Would you share some more intimate moments? And then, we could go anyway from there, couldn't it? Maybe I could lay you down and just slowly slip that cock into my warm, wet pussy. And slowly grind. Just slowly swinging my hips. Grinding my hips. And you just put your hands on them. On my soft ass to guide me. Or perhaps you'd like to be on top. Just filling me up with your cock. Oh. I could just see your breath in the air. Good night.